This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Out from the election, 96 days out. It is Wednesday, July 29th, 2020, ladies and gentlemen. And the Republic continues to roll on, and the Chi-Com globalists are losing the war against America. Every attempt they launch to intimidate us and drive us into submission is only waking more people up. So these look like bad times, but as it is stated in the Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. We should all thank our lucky stars that we were born in America. And that we are in the arena, not spectators. And that we are the captains of our own destinies. I have news from federal and state sources. And you can also just see it unfolding in front of you. You don't need the intelligence from the higher levels. Because we're all seeing the same thing. And I just confirmed with APD sources information so incredible that I am not just going to put it out here at the start of the broadcast. I'm going to make some calls during the breaks. And I'm going to really think about what I'm going to say about this. But this is going to be Paul Revere level stuff you're going to hear. Now, the British were an open enemy landing troops, oneth by land, tooth by sea, up in the church steeple. One lantern per land, two lanterns, they came by sea. And they knew to ride and warn people and fight back. The globalists are run by psychologists and psychiatrists, so everything they do is incremental, is ambient background as they ratchet up war, as they ratchet up violence, until finally when they're blowing up capitals, blowing up federal buildings, murdering people, it'll be called protest. And there's a lot of videos where the protesters admit that they're creating chaos to bring down the government, to bring in another authoritarian government. And so as bad and corrupt and slouching as our government's gotten towards Gomorrah, to take a word from Judge Bork's lexicon, slouching towards Gomorrah, it's our republic, and it's light years better, and the skeleton of the Renaissance compared to the Chi-Com globalist Jacobin French Revolution nightmare. But I can tell you what we already knew, but it's totally confirmed now. Soros, deep state, Obama-controlled, Hillary-controlled, Antifa will be the decoys, the distraction systems for real hit teams preparing to try to decapitate the leadership of the pro-human, pro-America movement, whether you're a corporate person, an academic, in finance, in government, in the military, you're targeted for death. And they may launch the attack next week, or they may launch it during the last days of the election, they may launch it after, but they have the safety off, the finger on the trigger, MS-13 hit squads, Chi-Com hit squads, everybody. and they're getting ready to totally overthrow everything, and they're coming to kill you and your family. So be ready. Lock and load, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. Incoming globalist. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. The battle for the Republic. You live to see it. Jump on in and come in for the big win. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and it itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
The alliance between the conspiracy theorist.
He just kept adding more and more outrageous lies to the story.
The dirty trickster.
Roger delivers legitimacy to Alex Jones, and Jones delivers to Trump, a disaffected voter.
And the president of the United States.
I will not let you down.
Now those ideas, which used to be on the fringe, are in the mainstream.
Conspiratorial thinking is a feature of this president.
Now on Frontline, United States of Conspiracy.
Frontline is made possible by contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you. And by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Major support is provided by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org. Additional support is provided by the Abrams Foundation, committed to excellence in journalism. The Park Foundation, dedicated to heightening public awareness of critical issues. The John and Helen Glessner Family Trust, supporting trustworthy journalism that informs and inspires. And by the Frontline Journalism Fund, with major support from John and Joanne Hagler.
This program contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:39 Central Standard Time, 11:39 Eastern. I'm Roger Stone. Works in four administrations, been involved in 9 campaigns. He's here tonight.
It's a moment of enormous tension. I'm working the phones very aggressively, working my contacts.
But I got to shake your hand. What a strong showing regardless.
I was in the studio with Alex Jones and Roger on Election Day. And the metrics were off the charts about how many people were tuning in to InfoWars, numbers that were comparable to the networks.
Alex Jones, extremist conspiracy theorist, had rallied his audience behind Donald Trump.
Is saying Trump is projected to win.
As the night drew on, it became clearer and clearer that Trump was likely to win.
It is officially over. Pennsylvania has been called.
They had no idea whatsoever that Trump was going to win.
You talked to Trump campaign.
All of a sudden, everybody was super elated. We had some staff members that was just running around the office in a big circle. I mean, people were like, oh! I mean, going crazy that night.
You see him right there. He's going to be speaking momentarily. He's got
love you guys. Love all of you.
There was a combination of elation and confusion. And they realized that oh my God, we just played a role in making the president of the United States.
Here goes Trump.
Right now.
He's there with
turn it up. Donald J. Trump. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live. Thanks to your support. Wednesday, July 29th, the year 2020, 96 days out from where we were 4 years ago. But now, the enemy has been drawn out in the open. World government has been openly announced. Our media is under UN control publicly. And now they're calling for my arrest and imprisonment on programs like Frontline. It's all coming up. I'm extremely honored. Extremely pleased. I came looking for this fight. And I found it. Thanks to all of you together. We're winning. Because it's about the species. It's about our children. It's not about us as individuals. Yes. Yes. My eventual destruction and your destruction will lead to the tree of liberty's empowerment. As we stand on the shoulders of those that paid the debt, so shall we pay the debt. He will make that metaphysical connection to the past and surge forward into the future like lightning falling from the hand of Zeus. Feel it coming. It's knocking on your back door. There's no denying. Yeah, you're not going to run. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide, the point of no return. Now you know the score. Now you're burning. All right, let's get right into it right now. Next hour, I'm going to lay out information that you're going to see unfold and happen. Just like almost everything we've talked about, you've seen unfold and happen. And the fact that we know this gives us a really good chance to beat it. But it's crazy, it's dangerous, and it shows how the establishment has gotten away with so much that they believe they're immune from retribution for the actual white-hot civil war that we're going to enter. Now, if they had any sense of history, they'd know that pride goeth before the fall. And that their overconfidence will be their downfall. Don't take my commitment as confidence. It's just commitment and understanding of history. But these individuals believe that they will escape retribution. I seek retribution. I seek the attack. Because that is where the enemy is. Because I seek to take on the globalists. I seek to destroy them. And the more I'm attacked, the more it means I'm in the center of the battle. In the fulcrum. What an honor. Now, I know you're in the fulcrum as well. That's why you're here. And that's why your word of mouth is king on this planet. Your free will is paramount. So remember, however you're watching or however you're listening, you amplify this transmission. And we will win. We'll win one way or another, but we'll win this round of the fight. And have a much easier chance down the road to go through this AI challenge and not lose more than, I don't know, a billion people or so. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's, I mean, there will be lucky if there's 5 million people left when this is all over right now on the current trajectory. I mean, wow. People are going to be begging to die before this is all over, especially all you that are signing on to the New World Order so you can act like fancy pants for a few more years and be part of the system. What fools you are. But let me just recalibrate and come back and break it all down. We have seen the most spectacular level of censorship yet, where more than a dozen doctors, some of them own major clinic chains, hospitals, you name it, emergency room doctors, clinic owners, hospital managers, they get out there and they go, hey, hydroxychloroquine, here's all the studies. It's been used for hundreds of years. It has a 99% cure rate for all these different viruses because it drives zinc in. And Facebook, Google, Twitter, they all ban it. They block the president's tweet and they suspend Donald Trump Jr. And they say in the news, because the UN says hydroxychloroquine's no good. I mean, talk about an illustration. The UN says, I have headlines here where the UN says, here's another one. United Nations orders U.S. to stop using excessive force on peaceful Portland protesters. And it's a UN press release. Just like that, people are being ordered around by the UN. And how would the UN do it? It would stage riots. It would have armies of people wearing black, covering their face. They're not wearing blue helmets. They're the academics. And then if you resist them, oh, you're bad. So there's got to be more rioting. And the UN comes in with the Democrats to remove Trump. And they're announcing that's their plan. Wow. Have we gotten them to come out in the open? Out of desperation, we have forced them into a desperate move that even if they succeed in taking out Trump and yours truly, they'll lose a few rounds later because...
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Days until the election. It's bigger than an election. It's America that woke up 2 minutes to midnight with a globalist boa constrictor wrapped around us, crushing the life out of us. But now, we struggled almost free. We're bleeding. We're hurt. But the snake has fear in its eyes, and it's bleeding as well. Seize it by the throat. Gouge its eyes out. Destroy it. Sever its head. And move forward. Well, all over the United States, every night, they run around the Antifa, the BLM communists, the Democratic Party, that's who gets all the contributions from it, shooting people in the head, burning, looting, robbing. And now, the Portland judge is fining the federal government $500 an hour for having a fence up around their property so that when they come and try to burn the building down and break into the rooms, the feds come out and defend themselves, and then that is called terrorism on the national news. They don't show you what happens. This is your government, warts and all, under attack. To be replaced with something 1,000 times worse. This is you under attack. They're going through that government and the checks and balances that are left to get you. And I have the incredible articles right here. Mainstream news. Oh, thank God, Portland's standing up and so's the state. They're telling the feds you're not allowed to do anything. And imagine if Trump stands down and lets them burn down the federal building. That is what we're going to cover next hour. I have this from the APD, I have this from the state police, I have this from the governor's office, the people that are disgusted by the governor, who has been blackmailed, and Abbott has totally turned on us right now. And I have this from New York City and the federal government. And it's confirmed what I'm going to cover at 6 after next hour. And it makes me physically sick to my stomach to realize that we've gone this far and we're in this situation. I'm just going to tell you right now what's coming up. They have teams of literal meth head, drug addicts, perverts, child molesters. That's the lowest level. They're almost all white. They haven't been able to recruit blacks. Literally. They can get a few blacks wound up and pissed off, you know, beat up a few white people, but they can't get them to dress up in black outfits and go, you know, burn up random stuff. And so the almost completely white, which is an interesting point, groups under professors and government bureaucrats and big tech workers, as you keep seeing getting arrested as they're unmasked, are planning, and they have a list of judges' houses, governors' mansions, capitals, media people, police chiefs they don't like, and they're going to come to your house, and they've already got stolen trucks. They're going to load them up with gasoline, and they're just going to run them into your house full of gasoline, burn your house down. When you come out, they're going to shoot you. And they think America's so weak that when they do this, they've got plans to go to conservative universities and dump chlorine gas down the air conditioning vents. I mean, this is the stuff they're planning. And, I mean, at a sick level, we've killed 62 million babies that were innocent. So it's like America's been asking for this. God's lifted his hedge of protection from the country. But I don't think these idiots that are part of this, in this communist operation, realize what's going to happen once they do this. Their bosses are going to hang them out to dry. I mean, I hope they don't do it. But I'm already starting to get into it. I'll just cover it next hour. People ask me, like, how are you handling CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, PBS attacking you every day, calling for your arrest, lying about you? And I'm like, I'm in a war zone and bullets are flying over my head. We're all in this together. We're all in the trenches together. And you keep asking me how I'm handling it. How am I handling it? They are escalating violent confrontation to set the precedent with everyone that it's normal to burn buildings down and shoot cops in the head and random citizens. And the city of Austin has their new budget, pull this up if you can, guys, and calls for blowing up the, that's in the official budget certified by the mayor. They're going to pass this to blow up the police department as a symbol of evil. And to make police then be inside other agencies under other bureaucrats' control. So you can talk about this all day long, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand, this is the takeover. And they think the police, this is all university programming. What's come out? What's been going on for 50 years? But really intense the last 10. They already have online training through the Soros front groups and the rest of it, where they've already identified nerds and kids that are scared and kids that have Asperger's. They can be white, they can be black, they can be Hispanic, they can be Asian. They show up at the college, and a person greets them and says, hey, there's KKK on the campus. They're going to attack you. Even though none of this ever happens, none of it's real, we need to take you to an area to brief you on the trouble. They're taken to a dormitory. They're given food. They're told it's really dangerous. They're indoctrinated. They're shown videos the ADL produces. And so they're probably lost and they're scared. And then they're told, but it's okay. We're going to protect you. And then the left goes out and puts swastikas on their own buildings and, you know, does all the false flagging, the Jesse Smollett stuff, the Bubba Wallace stuff, to be able to actually create that fear. And now it's like a LARPing video game. And then they begin the process of radicalizing. Well, they're trying it with the police now. All over the country, they say, we're getting rid of your police departments. You're going to now be broken up and be put under other city agencies. And then we're going to have people that just manage you in those. And they believe the average cop will then go under Stockholm syndrome and will go into these groups. It's actually a golden opportunity to go expose their criminal activity. But you've got to stop being such order followers. See, they got police from being autonomous and at their own discretion, to having no discretion, being robots the last 20 years. Now they just think you're robots, they're going to hand you over to the left, and you're going to follow all their orders. You don't have to worry if there's nobody above you to leak information. You don't have to worry if there's nobody there. You've got to leak it yourself. And believe me, you're going to be embedded with child molesters, devil worshippers, criminals, human traffickers, and they're going to try to buy you off and put you under their control. So, again, I've looked down every avenue of this. It's not going to go well. It's not going to work the way they think it is. But like all psychotic criminals, they always think one step, not two steps, not 10 steps, not 100 steps. So they can see the immediate power of what they're about to do. So they're going to do all this. But I haven't told you yet what's coming up next hour. And I want you to call everybody you know. This is the Paul Revere bat signal being fired up. This is it. They are planning and are activating the units that are not just lasing targets now. They are actively going to judges' homes, police homes, talk show host homes, members of Congress homes, and are preparing the groups that are going to go in and burn down those places. Then they're going to have actual professionals that kill the judges and police, but they're going to hang the Antifa out to dry. That's why they're decoys. They'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day.
than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Till the sun fell down, you kept it going.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is from the actual Austin city budget, proposed by the city manager and the mayor. Expedite the demolition of the APD headquarters. That's an actual quote. People saw our headline yesterday on Infowars.com, and they thought it was The Onion. Austin City Council officially calls for blowing up police station as symbol of ending police hate. They say the police are hate. Imagine just a whole group of people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young. You're just all bad. And then in Portland, $500 an hour fines because the feds have a fence up. Oh, the CHOP people and all the rest of them, they can block roads in Seattle and Portland. They can kill people. They can shoot people. But, oh, if the feds on the sidewalk put up a fence so they don't have to beat people trying to kill them. Well, it's called hurting peaceful demonstrators, you know. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I was going from memory. They put the article up. It's worse than I said. You know, usually people think I'm exaggerating every hour, $500. I'm sorry. Portland fines federal government $500 for every 15 minutes. So that's $2,000 an hour. Excuse me. Fake news. I got caught again. Somehow my brain thought $500 an hour. I'm sorry. They pulled the article up, 500 every 15 minutes. You know, they're finding on death certificates, 10,000 plus children a week are starving to death because of the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, you know they don't usually put that on the death certificate. It's usually malnutrition or they say they died of the flu or a cold because they're so run down. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands a week. And that's the UN's admitting that. They want money from you to now go feed the people starving because they cut the economy off. It's like you live by the beach. They come take your fishing pole. They burn down your shack. And then they say, oh, give us money. We need to feed the old man that lives by the sea. I'm going to stop right now. I have confirmed federal, state, and local what we already can see and know. We're being conditioned to not respond, and then it's bad to respond, as the violence at Antifa and BLM checkpoints all over the country shoot innocent people, shoot at cars, shoot cops, up to 20-something dead cops now, shoot hundreds of their own people. It's like 20-something the last few days. Hundreds and hundreds a week in Chicago. Hundreds and hundreds of these other cities. Everything's breaking down. Crime has basically doubled on average. Almost everyone I know has had their house robbed or their car robbed. I know all these people that have been out of jobs for 3-4 months that are going bankrupt. I have family that has trouble paying their bills. And we're being told everything's wonderful. And that the feds, federal marshals, just regular people, usually been in the military, just go get a job, work for the government, that they're the threat. Oh, yeah. Not the Chi-Coms, not the globalists, not the pedophile rings, but just the federal marshals. No, the threat is the lawyers in the Justice Department. The threat is the lawyers in Congress and that have sold America out and that think we're so stupid, they're going to sit by while this country burns and they're not going to get the blame. They're gravely mistaken. Let me just play this because it's very important. AG Barr clashes with Dems. I'm going to have to play at the start of the next segment. It's so powerful. It's a little bit longer than the time we have. And then I'm going to control myself and I'm going to be a good boy. And get into Bill Gates. I'll start getting into it now. Bill Gates has been hiding the last few months. Very little interviews. Now he's reemerged like a moray eel out of his hole. And he's going, it's preposterous. No one has any microchips. It's a digital tattoo. So it's a bunch of liquid chips. It's thousands of little chips, not one chip. But all those chips line up and have hundreds of times the data a chip can have. Each one is like the old microchip. It's miniaturized. Remember the old days when one song would take up half the room on your computer 20 years ago? And now you can have a million songs on your computer? And so he's all over the news saying, I've got implantable digital ink we're going to inject in you in the vaccine, after you get the vaccine, in a patch we put on you that puts it into your skin. But then he's separately going, oh, I'm a victim, and Fauci's a victim, and they're talking mean about us and lying and saying we're involved at Wuhan, and we're involved with Epstein, and we're involved with microchips proving you've had vaccines, and we're involved in forced inoculations, and then all of his writers and the official Microsoft website and BBC and AP and Reuters are all, you're going to have a digital tattoo proving you had the shot before you can fly on an airplane or eventually have a job, and contact tracers are coming to your house, and we need to take your kids away from you. Out of their mouths! And then they think because they have a CNN or a New York Times article or a Frontline with that famous voiceover guy, you know, going, Jones claimed there was a world government. Jones claimed there were plans to make you take shots. They say stuff like this. Everybody's going, well, they're doing that right now. Well, see, they had a police state plan to have the police and military come take your guns and do all this, but they wouldn't do it. In fact, the ADL training did more than Alex Jones ever did to wake the cops up. Because I told the cops 20-something years ago this was happening. I attacked the police because I thought they were taking the training. I wasn't sophisticated. I thought they were accepting it. So I just said, well, they're under their control. They're the enemy. Get ready, on average. The cops went, we're not the enemy. You're making this up, Jones. And then they went and like, what the hell? This is true. We're not doing this. They all got educated, and now they're the number one enemy. Because I told you, the most awake group in the country is the police. Because they get taken to ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center events. And the captains go to these things, and they go, hey, come have a steak dinner with us. Hey, want to make a little extra money in your town? We got a business for you. And it's actually mafia trying to hire them for criminal activity. You don't think the Southern Poverty Law Center didn't reach out to me? Oh, come on. They got billions. And next, the cops are like, you're offering me a hooker? The finest hooker I've ever seen in my life? What the hell's going on here? And almost all the cops refuse. Just like they had to admit in the Russia investigation, they couldn't get one American. They approached over 2,000 people, including me. They couldn't get one American to take Russian money. And, of course, it wasn't Russians. It was the globalists. They couldn't get, gosh, think about how loyal we are. They couldn't get one person to take their money. But, see, that's because we're Americans. We're patriots. We're conservatives. We're Christians. But they, the left doesn't even want money. They just want to watch the country burn, and then they'll be happy to do it all. I mean, the average leftist can't even imagine being offered $10 million to sell your people out. Or $3 million from the, quote, Russians, and it's not the Russians. You people are pathetic. The left, I'm sure I'm talking to you, sick. Because you spiritually are blinded. You gave up your entire birthright for nothing. So I don't even hate you. You're just disgusting. You're like a rotting dead animal in the sun with maggots all over it. And you just want to force your way on us and rape us with your vaccines and your toxic culture and your pedophilia and all of it. And we're rejecting you. So fire every weapon you've got. Do everything. Lie. Say we're fake. Say we're the bad guys. Everyone knows that truth. You are the bad people. So hurt me. Hurt us. We're men. We can take it. Because when you're done, when you're out of breath, just like the end of V for Vendetta, he says the only way we're similar is we're both about to be dead. I'm here to be expended on you. I don't fear death like you. So you're going to fear very, very soon.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have the obligation to protect federal courts, and the U.S. Marshals specifically have been given that obligation. Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court, is that okay?
General Barr, your opening statement reads like it was written by Alex Jones or Roger Stone.
No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
And as far as weapons and devices that were utilized by the group of people, and you mentioned trying to destroy the courthouse. I mean, they were literally trying to burn it down and apparently didn't give a hoot about the people that were occupied in the building as well. So people were in danger.
That is absolutely right.
So as far as the weapons that you mentioned, let me get this straight. My understanding is that the people attacking the building had, among other things, rifles, explosives, knives, saws, sledgehammers, tasers, slingshots, rocks, bricks, lasers. Have I missed anything, or does that about cover it?
You have missed some things, but that's a good list. But, you know, they have these powerful slingshots with ball bearings that they shoot. They've used pellet guns. We believe we have found those projectiles have penetrated marshals to the bone. And they use the lasers to blind the marshals.
Talking about a courthouse just down the street, what if they decided, do you think that this body right here would rise up if they decided to go tonight and paint the Capitol building?
This body, I'm not sure.
I think this side would. I'm not sure. other side, I'm not so sure. It may be the peaceful protest to burn down the Capitol. Maybe we're back to 1812 again.
They do start fires. They start fires if they can get in the fire inside or through the windows, and they start fires along the outside of the courthouse. When the marshals come out to try to deal with the fire, they're assaulted.
General, if local elected officials, mayors and city councils and governors, did their jobs and kept the peace, would it even be necessary for federal law enforcement personnel to be there in the first place?
No, and that's exactly the point. Look around the country. Even where there are these kinds of riots occurring, we haven't had to put in the kind of reinforcements that we have in Portland because the state and local law enforcement does their job and won't allow rioters to come and just physically assault the courthouse. In Portland, that's not the case.
You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors. In this moment, real leadership would entail de-escalation, collaboration, and looking for ways to peaceably resolve our differences. Instead, you used pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just
My
say,
My time has expired.
The vast majority of protesters are peaceful. And despite that, unidentified federal agents have attempted to prevent these mothers, veterans, and peaceful Americans from exercising their First Amendment rights, even using unmarked vehicles to grab protesters off the street and using tear gas and munitions against them. You forcefully condemned protesters this morning. But let me ask you, sir, why have you not condemned the federal officers you're sending into cities without proper training who are attempting to take away the constitutional rights of Americans peacefully protesting?
I haven't condemned protesters. Protesters are good. Demonstrations are good. They're part of the First Amendment.
So let me ask you,
condemning is people who commit crime.
One of America's most beloved and effective protesters, John Lewis, lies in state 1,000 feet from here in a deserved place of honor. And, sir, your failure to respect the role of peaceful protest in this country is a disgrace. It's un-American. And it's important to remember what these protests are about. Black Lives Matter.
You seem to have a difficult time understanding systemic racism and institutional racism that has plagued so many.
I don't think we've ever had a hearing where the witness wasn't allowed to respond to points made, questions asked, and attacks made, not just in this hearing, not just in this committee, but every committee I've been on.
So, particularly
when you think about the fact we got the Attorney General of the United States here.
Gentleman does not have the time.
I don't want the time. I want the Attorney General to be able to have enough time to respond to accusations and questions asked him, and you guys not cut him off.
What you want is irrelevant.
Powerful highlights. A.G. Barr clashes with Dems. Best highlights. He then, after 5.5 hours, asked to go to the bathroom. He said, no, you don't go to the bathroom. Unprecedented, because these criminals that sold America out, the Chi-Coms and others, are scared. They own the media. They've stolen the wealth of the country, but they can't control our minds if we're aware of the enemy. And Mr. Nadler is, if anything, an enemy of America. He's not a traitor. He's never been an American. He's a globalist, sycophant, parasite. And he's scared. And quite frankly, he should be, because he's committed a lot of crimes. All right. If you tuned into our TV feed right now, you probably noticed that I've got a 300 Win Mag semi-automatic, sweetheart, and a 338 Lapua semi-auto, sweetheart. And I can drive nails with these at 400 yards. And I can shoot an elephant a mile away. And I don't have these up here to offensively do anything. I just want to set the stage for what I'm going to cover next hour. I've got the teletypes right here from the APD and the state police and the FBI and the Eastern District of New York that Antifa is 100% preparing terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings, firebombings, all over the U.S., and are even organizing and preparing, and local police have informants in the groups, and when they go tell the mayors, and they go tell the FBI, they're told, stand down. You go, well, that's Barr's problem. No, they had Bush Sr., the Clintons, Bush Jr., then Obama, for almost 30 years, folks. Almost all the managers, 90% of the managers are globalists. The average FBI agent or average federal marshal is a good person. I've met him. I know him. If anything, they follow orders too much and are too good. They're like robots. They're not rebels. Well, this is the time for rebels like George Washington. We're not looking for people that follow orders from illegitimate globalists on top of them in between the commander-in-chief. If my crew did not do what I asked them to do, we would shut down in days. And they put up with me, and I make mistakes too, but they understand that they respect me. They think overall I probably know more than they do, so they do what I tell them, even though sometimes I'm wrong. If they didn't do that, we'd shut down overnight. I listen to what they have to say as well. Can you imagine Trump when 80% of the people working for him don't just not do what he says, they work against him? And now you've got the blue cities, the blue states, the Democrats, the globalists, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the EU, all of this, and the big corporations, big tech, all working to suppress the president and suppress the American people. And now doctors that have been suppressed in Texas and California and Michigan and Florida and Missouri, they all show up and have a press conference, and it's banned on every platform after the president tweets it, and they tell the president, you do it again, you're banned. That's where we've gotten to. That's who we are. We are in slavery. We have a beachhead that's Trump. We have ourselves that are beachheads. But we must recognize we're under globalist attack. We must recognize we're occupied. We must recognize we're in a war. And the enemy knows they're losing. They're getting ready to go high. We forced them into this. But now, we have to get ready.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.